In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. So it's been an inviteful morning, an eventful morning. Yesterday we got the call early that the lights went off after the Cinco de Mayo party. I don't know what y'all did after I left, but you certainly got the lights off. And then later in the evening last night, I heard that we weren't supposed to get lights till tonight. So we showed up to have church, and this church was dark. And so we had it in the hall at 8 o'clock, thinking, you know, we can make do. Somebody reminded me that I should not preach about change too often. So here I am. And then, in the middle of the sermon, the lights came on. So Kathy said, don't mess with me. So what can I say? So this is where God lives with us. God lives in change, and God lives in the Spirit. And it is part of the Spirit that happened in the Acts today. Peter was a Jew. And being raised a good Jew, he was told, stay away from the Gentiles. Don't eat their food. Just keep separated. And when Jesus came on earth, he really did gather the Jews together. But he also was inclusive. He also went to the margins with the people. And so Peter, after Jesus died and was resurrected, had a dream. And in that dream, the tablecloth came down, and it was full of all the forbidden foods. Jesus told him to eat. God told him to eat, and he said, I can't eat that. It's unclean. And God said, eat it. And he said, it's unclean. And God said the third time, eat it. God said, what I have created is beautiful. There's nothing wrong with it. It's okay. And so immediately after that, this good man, who was a Gentile, sent somebody to Peter, knocked on the door, and Peter invited him in, which is what was unheard of. They spent the night, he gave him hospitality, and then he went with them. And he said, we want to hear what it is you have teaching. We want to hear what it is that is changing those around you. So Peter preached. He told him about the good news, who this Jesus was, who the teachings of, what the teachings were of Jesus, and how Jesus died and Jesus came back, and the promises made. And during that, the Holy Spirit descended upon them. Just like the grace of God is in this room right now, that grace descended on those Gentiles. And as Peter saw it, he said, who are we to stop God? Who are we to stop? We will baptize. Let us baptize. Let us be inclusive. So that the world was opened up. But the interesting thing was, what did they have to do? If I baptize Gentiles, do they have to be circumcised? Do they have to become a Jew? And then he was told, we have to meet them where they're at. It's not about changing them. It's about meeting them where they're at. And that's hard for us. Sometimes, even as Christians, when people come into church, we want them to change, become one of us, in terms of do what we do and sit where you're supposed to sit and say what you're supposed to say, but don't change us. But how can you be in a relationship and not change? Think of those of you who got married. How much changing did you have to do? You know, you think you're going to change them, but You just modify your own behaviors. And your expectations get lower. Same thing with children. You think you're going to change them and mold them into your image? They may have your words out of their mouth, but they're going to be their own people. So Jesus came to teach us how to love, to accept people where they're at, and to bring out the best in them. And today in this world, there are Gentiles. You know, Christians are the most segregated group of people on this earth. You know, we have Protestants, we have different denominations, we have the black churches and the white churches, we have the Orthodox, we have the Roman Catholics, we have the different Protestants. And yet, today in our confirmation class, somebody said, what does the word universal mean? Catholic mean? It means universal. We're all one. And so as we bring people together, as we proclaim our good news, as we find the joy in the Spirit, as we find that, that's what we share. We share that part of ourselves. So that part of ourselves, they can embrace, and we find that part of them. And we can embrace that. We have to tell each other our stories. It's within our stories that we begin to listen to each other. We begin to accept each other. And so in this world today, the Gentiles are all the isms that we hear. Those are our isms. Those are our Gentiles. And yet, we're asked not to change them, but to include them, to bring them aboard, to be part of us and become one with each other. God said, let there be light, and we were all created. And God sent his Son to redeem us, to help us find the way back home to God, to help us learn how to love in a different way. And as I was preparing this, Louis Armstrong's song came through. It's a beautiful world. And as I heard those words about, you know, I see trees of bloom, flowers, the smile in the people. Louis Armstrong was a man who was born in the early 1900s. Afro-American man who lived in New Orleans. He knew racism at its worst time. And yet, he was one of the few men in all the struggles he had as a musician who was able to cross over to the white music. There was a universal truth in his music. And within his singing, in the awfulness that he experienced personally and he saw in the world, he found God's beauty. He found the grace. And he died in the 70s, but that song still lives on. The grace that he was able to find, the Holy Spirit that moved through him, continues to move through us when we hear him sing that song and others who sing it after him. The grace moments. That's when we know that the divine lives beyond all of us and wants to include all of us into the grace and the love. We have to remember that God calls each of us in our own way, in our own shape, in our own form. But God not only calls us, he calls us to be a people who also call others to be one with each other. Mahatma Gandhi said, he started off with Namaste. When you hear someone say Namaste and bow, they're bowing to the God they see within you. I'm bowing to the God within you. He said, Namaste. I honor the place in you where their entire universe resides. A place of light, of love, of truth, of peace, of wisdom. I honor the place in you where you are in that place that there is only one of us. That was God's message. Mahatma Gandhi said it. God said it. Jesus said it. The Holy Spirit brings us together as one. Let us all pray that we can find a way as Christians to help keep that oneness alive and just let the Spirit flow through us. Not only this moment in this church, but not only tomorrow, but in our lives, in our world. We need that. We need to remember that we are all children of God. Amen. Amen.